Pittsburgh was selected in February as just the third Hive in the nation, following New York and Chicago. The goal of the Hive Network is to expand learning for young people beyond schools to museums, libraries, after-school programs, and community centers by offering programs to engage youth based on their interests.
It is all of the innovative learning programs that are occurring in and out of school that are really harnessing the tools and the technologies that meet kids where they are, that build on the basics, and prepare them with the critical skills and opportunities that they will need to succeed in life.
Kathy Lewis-Long is the executive director of the Sprout Fund, which administers the Pittsburgh Hive Network. Long announced the reauthorization of the Hive at the annual assembly of the Kids and Creativity Network. That's a collaboration of organizations that are working to remake learning for children in the Pittsburgh area.
Learning doesn't stop at 3 o'clock. That learning is anywhere, anytime, and it takes all of the assets of a community to really contribute to good learning outcomes for young children.
According to Long, the Kids and Creativity Network sparked more than 60 innovative learning projects in 2013. For the coming year, she wants to strengthen what she calls learning pathways in communities, from schools to libraries and museums, to online, to homes, a connected experience where academics and students' interests intersect to create deeper learning. I'm Kevin Gavin, 90.5 WESA News.